Senator Trent Lott returned to his hometown of Pascagoula, Mississippi last night to offer his fourth apology for remarks he made at last week's birthday party for Senator Strom Thurmond. At that event, Lott said the U.S. would have been better off if Senator Thurmond had won the 1948 presidential election when Thurmond campaigned on a segregationist platform. Last night, Lott was at pains to explain himself to his audience and to his party.
The president was right when he said that every day our nation was segregated was a day that America was unfaithful to our founding principles and our founding fathers. I lived through those troubled times in the South, and along with the South, I have learned from the mistakes of our past. I've asked and I'm asking for forbearance and forgiveness as I continue to learn from my own mistakes and as I continue to grow and get older. But as you get older, you hopefully grow in your views and your acceptance of everybody, both as a person and certainly as a leader.
Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hello, Juan.
How are you, Jackie?
You're with us because you've covered politics for the past 25 years in this town and around the country and written the book Eyes on the Prize, an award-winning book, and have taken a good long look at this whole Trent Lott story. He appeared last night and said that he was the son of a sharecropper, that he was blessed, that he was going to sort of raise all ships in the harbor. That was the best way to help African Americans. Do you think he made, in any sense, a convincing case for himself?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. And, you know, in fact, I think in some ways, for the very people that he's trying to impress, he made it clear that he still is a liability. And the people he's trying to impress are his colleagues in the Senate. It really has nothing to do with African Americans. It really has very little to do with Democrats. This is about a conversation among Republicans as to whether or not Trent Lott can continue to be an effective leader. And secondly, how much of a hindrance he will be to President Bush as President Bush moves forward and says we're an inclusive party. He's really not talking to African Americans again. He's talking, I think, to Hispanics to a certain degree, but certainly talking to suburban white women and wanting them to feel comfortable voting for the Republican Party. So is this behind Trent Lott? Not at this point.
I might point out Republican senators made a conference call to each other after his news conference, and Trent Lott, of course, was not included in that call.
It was a 90-minute call, Jackie, and 90 minutes is a long time to say, oh, yeah, we love you, and they're going to wrap their arms around their Senate Majority Leader. In fact, what you saw was Bill Frist and Don Nichols questioning whether or not Trent Lott can be effective any longer as their Republican Senate Majority Leader. And you already have had Ann Northrup, a representative from Kentucky, call for him to step down. You have people, I'm thinking here of the senator from Nevada, John Ensign, who I read here a quote, John Ensign said, we have been handicapped by this. Trent Lott, as well as the rest of us, are going to have to work a lot harder now. And he's talking there in specific about attracting minorities to the party, but in general about the party's ability to speak on racial issues, on social safety net issues, to say that they are somehow sincerely concerned about Americans who are not white and male.
Well, Senator Lott certainly doesn't seem to want to relinquish power and is said to be appearing next week on BET, Black Entertainment Television. Now, if this is a public relations offensive, is this one that's likely to be successful?
Well, it depends what audience that you're really targeting, Jackie. He's not going to be talking, in fact, to Black Americans. It's a Black Entertainment Television, but the true audience is going to be suburban white women. It's going to be his fellow Republican senators. It's going to be the Hispanic Americans that the Republicans are targeting in terms of voter outreach efforts, largely led by President Bush. It's going to be all of those audiences. And the fact that he is willing to go before Black Entertainment Television and a Black person asking questions, the intent on Mr. Lott's part is to impress that larger population that he's doing everything possible to make amends, to offer contrition for his statement. This is so interesting. There's two levels to the conversation, Jackie. It's almost as if you're having a conversation in which the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. Lott, is trying to speak out about this very moral and historical issue to the nation. But the real conversation, again, is taking place among Republicans. And you mentioned, Jackie, the conversation that took place Friday night among Republican senators. And again, the calculus there boiled down to, well, if we force Trent Lott out, and Trent Lott says he's not going to become a backbencher, that he will quit the Senate, what does that mean in terms of Republican control of the Senate? And with Mississippi having a Democratic governor, what does it mean if the Democratic governor gets to appoint the next senator, or how soon will there be an election so that Republicans could regain full control of the Senate. All of this is really the calculus that's going on, even as these moral conversations and conversations about segregation and race take place at a higher level.
Can he get ahead of his record at this point?
No, I think the record is so overwhelming, Jackie. I mean, you think back, it's not only what he's had to say about, you know, supporting Strom Thurmond in 1948. It's also that he opposed extension of the Voting Rights Act. He's a man who's been opposed to affirmative action in federal contracts, opposed the King holiday, opposed busing for school integration, opposed investigation by the federal government of hate crimes. Even when President Bush appointed Roger Gregory to the federal court, he was the one senator who said, no, I'm not voting for this African-American. There's a long record here, and this is something the Black Caucus has pointed out, that causes people to say, you know what, this instance is not isolated. This is who Trent Lott is.
Well, Juan Williams, NPR senior correspondent, thank you very much.
Jackie, it's my pleasure to be with you.